Bystander hit in shooting at White House in stable condition. A bystander wounded during a shooting near the White House remained in serious yet stable condition on Sunday, with Secret Service Director Sean Curran expressing hope for the individual's full recovery. The Secret Service said a gunman pulled a weapon from his bag and began firing near 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue on Saturday, prompting agents to return fire. The suspect was struck and later pronounced dead at the hospital. No officers were injured, according to the Secret Service, but one bystander was hit during the exchange of gunfire. The Secret Service said the bystander suffered a gunshot wound, though it remains unclear how the person was struck. Authorities have not disclosed the bystander's identity. Our officers continue to operate heroically in a heightened political threat environment. We are grateful no officers were injured and appreciate the strong support from our federal and local partners. Our thoughts are also with the innocent bystander who was wounded during this incident. The Secret Service is hopeful he will make a full recovery, Curran said in a statement posted on X. President Donald Trump was inside the White House at the time of the shooting. Police have identified the suspect as 21-year-old Nazir Best. In a Truth Social post, Trump said the suspect had a violent history and possible obsession with our country's most cherished structure. Best had a previous arrest in 2025, according to court documents. The Associated Press contributed to this report. This story is developing and will be updated with additional details.